Actress Deborah Messing vows ad boycott for any TV show or network that platforms Kayleigh McEnany. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 18, 2021. Actress Deborah Messing is the latest leftist celebrity to push a blacklisting effort against current and former Trump White House officials. Vowing to boycott the company's advertising on any TV show or network that gives a platform to outgoing White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. If I ever see Kayleigh McEnany on a panel on a news show or hired by a network, I am immediately ceasing to support every single advertiser on that network, tweeted Deborah Messing on Monday, along with the hashtag, #DePlatformHate. Messing is not alone in pushing the effort to deplatform political dissenters under the guise of having concern for public safety. The actress joins other celebrities, as well as big tech companies, Democrats, the mainstream media, and even Harvard students in her attempt to shun from society those who think differently than herself. On Sunday, actors Alyssa Milano and Dave Bautista pushed the effort to expel Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, after he objected to certifying the Electoral College votes in at least one state on January 6, a move that left-wing activists say equates to inciting violence. Democrats are also reportedly discussing censuring Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, RMO, over the Capitol protests. Meanwhile, at Harvard, students are calling on the university to revoke the degrees of anyone who is affiliated with President Donald Trump. Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, Senator Cruz, and McEnany are all targets of the students' petition. As for CNN, the left-wing outlet is demanding that its competition at One America News and Newsmax TV be blacklisted. Twitter, on the other hand, has permanently banned President Trump from its platform. Following that move, Google and Apple banned Parler, a competitor to Twitter, from their app stores, effectively excluding the app from all Android and iPhone smartphones. Following that move by the two tech giants, Amazon swiftly moved in and booted Parler from its web hosting services, knocking the site offline until it can find a new host. In order to justify such moves, the aforementioned are all pushing the same narrative, claiming that the president and his allies incite violence, and that their words alone are a threat to democracy, and therefore, must be silenced and ostracized. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.